A delegation of Queensland MPs have held an urgent meeting with Prime Minister Scott Morrison on the last day of Parliament. They've raised concerns about the failure of the Environment Minister Melissa Price to sign off on the Adani coal mine ahead of an election announcement. A short time ago, I spoke with Liberal Senator Arthur Sinodinos and asked him why the MPs were so concerned.
I know some of my colleagues in Queensland, led by Matt Canavan, the Resources Minister, have been very much in the vanguard of wanting to get the Adani coal mine up as part of opening up that whole basin up there because of the jobs it could potentially generate. I'm not aware that the Environment Minister has unduly delayed approval processes or whatever, but clearly from the tenure of that story, some of my colleagues were concerned that the mine was being held up and they may be perhaps hoping it can get through sooner rather than later.
Yes, before an election. But what's your message? I mean, you know, you're obviously a New South Wales senator, and I can tell you in Victoria this issue plays out very differently, and many of your colleagues in some of those blue ribbon seats are fighting on these issues and concerns around these issues. What's your message to these colleagues raising these concerns?
Well, I mean, if I have a message for them, I'll give them a private message.
All right, well, what's
but
your...
in terms of process, I think as long as the appropriate processes are followed, then any final result should be respected, because the important thing is in all these things to be consistent about process. I've seen in the past that various groups on both the right and the left, sometimes they think that the ends justify the means and therefore the process can be traduced to produce a particular outcome. As long as the process is right, and members can ask questions about the process, as long as the process is okay, we should be satisfied about where we arrive at an outcome.
So that means if the process says the Adani coal mine shouldn't go forward, you accept the process?
Well, it's what the process, I mean, the whole point of having a process is to have a rigorous examination of these things. But as I said, many of my colleagues in Queensland are very strong on the idea of the mine going forward, in part because of the downturn they've had up there in mining and other sectors. So for them up there, this is a real life issue about jobs. So I understand why they're being strong advocates for their communities in that sense.
Okay. At the start of the week, you said you weren't sure what the rationale was in relation to that New Start payment and those
electricity
payments. Were you key in that backflip we saw the next morning? I mean, the budget was printed, it wasn't in there, and then all of a sudden...
No, I don't know that I was key, but I mean, I was asked a question and I gave a straight answer. But I think what happened is that the government reflected on some of the publicity surrounding the issue. I think they also reflected on the fact that it appeared that in Parliament it might become an issue, and they did not want that to hold up the broader payments to that much bigger group of pensioner and other welfare beneficiaries who would benefit from these one-off payments.
Do you wish they'd reflected a little earlier so it could be in the budget?
Look, Patricia, it's always better to anticipate a problem than have to fix it afterwards. But full marks to the three ministers involved, the PM, Finance Minister and Treasurer, for having the gumption on budget night to say, this is an issue, it's got to be fixed, let's fix it now, rather than try and do what some politicians sometimes do, which is tough it out, bluster their way through, and that doesn't help anybody.
All right, on another issue related, the overall New Start payment, and you've expressed views on that, not many of your colleagues seem to agree. Do you think that's an argument that you're going to be having in the next term to try and shift that position?
The point I made on another ABC program
the other
night...
We've got great programs, don't we?
...was about my support for a rise over time. So I didn't put a timeline on it. And as the Prime Minister indicated, and as I'd indicated in my comments, budgets are about choices. We've made particular choices at the moment. And in relation to the unemployed, the choice we've made is we're going to keep undertaking policies that grow the economy and promote jobs growth. It's had a big impact. We're already at the lowest ratio of welfare beneficiaries in, I think, 30 years now. So the jobs are there. The other point I made the other night is the reform of job services, which is going on, is important, particularly the greater use of digital channels and all the rest of it.
There's been this story that's been running today, and I'm sure you're across it. Senate estimates revealed that environmental grants have been announced for programs. One particular Liberal saying that he'd got the grant, and now the Environment Minister saying he doesn't have the grant. Do you understand why that looks like it stinks to voters?
Well, I don't know whether it stinks as opposed to being some sort of snafu or misunderstanding between the member involved, who in his enthusiasm, I suppose, to get on with things, has sort of taken it for granted that, you know, grants will be provided, and a minister who's been caught in the crossfire as a result. I know both people, I respect both people, and I think there's been some misunderstanding here. I don't think there's been anything deliberate, but again, it's an unfortunate look on the last day of the parliament, and obviously from now on our focus will be on the election campaign and prosecuting our case.
All right, let's talk about the election campaign and prosecuting that case.
Yes.
Today I've heard this word from the Prime Minister a few times. It basically says that Bill Shorten tells lies. It's quite a charge to accuse your opposite number of being a liar. Why is he going so hard, so fast, so quickly?
I think what the Prime Minister is saying, when dealing with the opposition leader, be very careful about what he promises and what he will actually do. And look at his track record in the past of promises which have been made to various people and not kept. Look at his record in the Trade Union Royal Commission, which raised questions around his conduct as Secretary of the AWU in Victoria and then nationally. As long as the Prime Minister and our side can focus on both what we're doing and the downsides of what Labor is doing, I think it's legitimate in that context to raise questions about whether Labor will be able to deliver or keep their promises. It's a very important issue because Australians are very cynical about political leaders.
Do you think Bill Shorten is a liar?
Well, what I think is that Bill Shorten is a man of expediency, which means...
Aren't all politicians? I mean, I'm sure viewers would think, yeah, that's all politicians.
Well, you may say that, but my point is this, that I think, like a lot of people, I think Bill Shorten sometimes takes the view that near enough is good enough, and if you leave people with a particular impression, that's fine.
Bill Shorten's about to deliver his budget in reply. We don't know all the details,
yes,
but we've got a pretty strong sense that it's health, hospitals,
yes,
Medicare, and they want to run a very,
yes,
strong campaign on that.
Yeah.
What would your advice be?
To who?
To your own side. Do you need to match all of this funding on health? Because clearly this is about to hit you like a freight train.
Look, the advice often is neutralise the areas where the other side may be an advantage and then fight in the areas where you have an advantage. In our case, economic management and national security. Our economic management credentials are being burnished by the pathway to surplus, by the large infrastructure program that we're also able to fund. National security clearly has been a strength of the coalition and we're credible on that. In areas of health and education, we've worked very hard to provide good, strong record funding along with reform, not just money for its own sake. And I'd be happy to go out there and debate our credentials on health and education any day of the week. I think Greg Hunt has been a first-rate health minister, probably the best health minister in a generation. Now, I don't exaggerate when I say that. He took on this portfolio after the 2016, a bit after the 2016 election, when Susan Ley had to resign. But what he's done is he's guaranteed Medicare and he's been able to find the money for all these new medicines to be put on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. I think he's done a very good job of burnishing our credentials on Medicare.
But you can't match Labor. You won't match Labor, will you?
Yes, but what we've got to do is indicate why, first and foremost, it's not just about money, it's about reform. It's about making outcomes better. Because in education, we've had money going in hand over fist over a very long time, but the outcomes for us in the international league tables have been going backwards. So clearly reform is necessary. That's why with Gonski 2.0, there was record funding, but there was also an agenda of other things to help improve educational outcomes.
Arthur Sinodinos, so great to talk to you face to face. We often speak through television.
It's wonderful
screens.
To see you.
I'll be back.
And thanks.
Probably you will be too.
I hope so. Well, I'm not up this time.
No,
so.
But you will be back for sure, yeah, then. And then you'll be coming back again. Thank
Thanks.
You so much.